Hi, everybody. I'm Cherie, and I have Stephen, my buddy, my pal, who is co-hosting the show tonight. And hi, Stephen.
Hey. What's going on, Cherie?
Well, we're both entrepreneurs, and we're both spiritual, and we realize the importance of it. And I know that why be a spiritual entrepreneur, right? Most people want to know that. And not know it, but they want to understand how it will benefit them. And so, this is Angel Coaches is a radio station here, and it's our radio show. Stephen and I do a couple shows together, and he's got one on Sunday that he's a motivational, inspirational speaker. He's also the millionaire maker. How cool is that, right? The millionaire maker. And he's going to talk, and I'm going to talk, and we're going to ask each other's questions. So people want to know, back up a few steps. So how come I'm doing the show? I'm a big meditator, and I know you are, Stephen, right? You like meditating.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
don't you?
Definitely.
Okay.
And yeah, that ties into business like 100% actually, but I'll let you continue, and then you're ready. I mean, we can talk about how it, but I know there's so much that, like, goes into business, and like if you're not in the right place spiritually and mentally, and your spiritual position does have an effect on your mental position, and all of that affects your business. So it all ties in, you know, meditation, reading. I mean, that's not really spiritual, but you could be reading about something spiritual or bettering your spirituality, which will help you.
Yeah.
With your state of mind and everything else, you know, it does all tie in. So I'm sure we'll get into some of the details in a few minutes, but what do you think, Cherie?
I think that's true. And so spirituality is not religion, although you could be spiritual and be religious too. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But spirituality and being an entrepreneur or making money, because Stephen's made a lot of money and he'll share his story and some things that he's doing. I make a lot of money too by most people's standards, but not my mind. I want to make more because the more I make, the more I have to give. And the more I make, the more my sweetheart and I are going on a trip, and we're going to go to do a safari in Africa. Is that not cool? We're going to do it at the end of this year. Yay. It's on my bucket list.
That's
going to
be amazing.
And I'm way young, Kat.
Yeah.
I know. I heard you're going to Greece on your honeymoon, so that's going to be amazing too, right? So
yeah,
a little birdie told me. I know you guys.
Oh,
so
those darn birdies.
Yeah, I know. You need to call your birdie when you get home, right? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was dreaming the other night, or meditating, sorry, and I like meditation. I've created a lot of meditations for people. And so I've been able to see angels and connect with angels since the age of 3. You know, we all have on a higher power of you, whatever. I mean, there's a connection however you see it, right? And but I also know it's better to connect when you're, you know, meditate when you're inspired, not so much desperate, you know. And we've all called on our angels, God, whoever you believe in, when we're desperate. But I was really having a great weekend, and I was just thanking the angels and God and, you know, my higher power, my higher part of myself. And then there was an angel that came through, and she's just so beautiful, and she said, you need to do a show or start a series of shows on being a spiritual entrepreneur. And I was like, wowzer, okay. And so here we are, the first show. Stephen's with me because he's an entrepreneur too. You know, so share with us about...
Well, what I think is crazy is when we talked earlier and you told me your idea and like,
yeah.
I was thinking about that same, well, not necessarily. I was actually thinking about bringing up some spiritual aspects, like on my show on Sunday that I do with you. And, when you brought that up, like, you know, something hit me the other day when I was meditating, and I think this would be perfect. I think it would be so awesome. And I know, like, we've been friends for quite a while now, and we used to talk about it a lot, you know, and I've kind of stopped talking about it as much, but I was thinking about it the other day, and when you brought that up, I was like, you know how things, like, when they happen and they're meant to happen, they stand out for a certain reason throughout your
right.
day, you know, like something will stand out, and like when it stands out and then you remember that and then it stands out again, you got to take it, you know, you got to know that that's the universe telling you, like, hey, this is what you need to do, you know? So, and it's all for a reason, you know? So, I appreciate you having me on your show, Tari, and, allowing me to be on here with you. Yeah. It's super awesome. Cause I love helping people, and hopefully something that we say will brighten somebody's day and help them, you know, so, or get them through whatever hurdle or, whatever's going on with their business. Maybe there's something that they're not nurturing within themselves that maybe they can focus on after listening to some of these shows, you know? So I love it.
Yeah, that's very true.
By the way, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's great. I love it too. I love Stephen. Okay, you guys got to, you know, so spirituality. Stephen and I are not walking around with a big sun and moon stars hat on, okay? Although that would be fun. Yeah. He's a work out. He and his sweetheart, they work out together. My sweetheart, we do. And I'm a runner. I'm running on Thursday for the Independence Day. But just so you know, that meditation, a lot of athletes do it. And I'm a firm believer in developing a spiritual attitude, whatever you do, work, business, children, family. But we're talking about business tonight. And you go, and some of you are going, wow, is that important? Well, meditation can be 30 seconds of breathing in and out, okay, and closing your eyes if you can, and just breathing and clearing your mind for 30 seconds. You can do anything for 30 seconds. And eventually it will become a habit, do things long enough. And so that's what I'm going to make a suggestion to do, is just breathing in and out for 30 seconds and inviting love in, inviting your higher power in, inviting God in, inviting angels in, whoever you believe in, because that's important. And why do you want to meditate and invite them in? Because when you come from a place of a higher energy, a higher awareness, this is law of attraction, then when you think about, you bring about, do it. And you agree with me, don't you, Stephen? A law of attraction?
Oh,
I mean, you do a lot with
yeah,
attraction market.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, no, 100%.
So,
what you're putting out there, and like when you're meditating and you're concentrating on certain things that are of a higher vibration, it puts it out there and it brings you up to that level, and other things of that level will be attracted to you and you to it, you know? So yeah, I agree 100%, like 110.
Okay. So 110. Yeah. So you think that, like when you think about higher things, like I'm meditating and I'm in a good space, and when I'm not in a good space, I do reading, like you were talking about. Like I like to do it on Audible. So, you know, and you like to
yeah.
do it on, I don't know if you do Audible or whatever, you know, but reading for 10 or 15 minutes is something, you know, is good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sweetheart, so now I'm reading If Buddha Were Married, and I'm also reading by Jake Ducey. Yeah, I'm saying it right. 12 The Principles, Basic Principles of Life, which includes business. So, you know, listen to that 15 or 20 minutes a day. I also watch a rescue video because that's a cause that's important to me about animals. So that helps you get your mind and your brain there. And some of you are going, I want to work with the angels. I want to work with God. I want to work with my higher power, higher part of yourself. I don't know who you believe in, but that higher energy is there. So when you invite that energy to help you, and this is what I always say, I am asking you, God, not pleading with you and begging you. I know you're going to help me. I am asking you and thanking you. I am grateful for your help helping me today. And I like saying it like that because I'm grateful means it's already happened. I am is like that part of you that's connected to all that is God, the God of your understanding, the angels of your understanding. I know, Stephen, you have your own situation there. But higher part of yourself, because
yeah.
I always think God is the ocean, and we're waves in that ocean, right? And you're like, well, why isn't God helping me? Well, maybe you just should ask. I am grateful for you helping me in my business, growing my business, right? What do you think about that?
Yeah, and,
so,
well, I think you should be grateful a lot of times, like in everything, because a lot of times you can ask, or you think you're doing all the right things, or you may be doing all the right things that you know is going to lead you somewhere, but you're not getting what you want right away, or, you know, or like you think, like, say you're asking for help in some area of your business or whatever, and it just seems like everything's, you know, going exactly the opposite of what you want it to do, you know. You just have to know that it might not be that you're not getting, like, say you're praying to God about, hey, I want this to go through, and it's a no, you know. Well, sometimes on the back end of that no, or what seems to be no, it's actually, it ends up being better, you know. And I'm actually a firm believer in everything happens for a reason, you know, and it's kind of like what you do with that. And that's the biggest thing, I think, is like what you do with what's thrown your way and how you
right.
take it. Like for me, everything that happens bad, and, you know, I've had a lot of bad stuff happen, which is fine. Like I'm super okay with it. I wouldn't trade it for anything, because I wouldn't be the person that I am today without all the bad stuff that I've gone through. And, so
right.
when I look at it now, and I wasn't always like this, but when I look at it now, and I think quite a few years ago when we were talking all, like, every day, like, I mean,
yeah,
I told
yeah,
you
yeah.
the same thing, you know? Yeah, like, I wouldn't
yeah.
trade it, like, I wouldn't take it back, I wouldn't, you know, because it taught me so much. And sometimes you need those hardships, because maybe you're asking for something that is out of your reach at the moment. It doesn't mean it is forever, but sometimes you need some hardships to come in the way so that you can learn and be able to receive what, you know, what you're working for, what you're asking for, you know. And and how you take it is what's going to get you there. Like how you receive the bad, or like the challenges or the obstacles that are being thrown in front of you, or which
right.
seem things that seem that they're not going your way, how you take it and what you do with your experience, because now it's experience, you know, what you do with that and how you apply it to your life is what will ultimately be like what results you get, you know. And if you're hard on yourself, if you're down on yourself, if you get depressed over things that are happening bad, and, you know, everybody falls into a little bit of depression, but you have to pull yourself out of it and, you know, turn it into something good. Like, I try to do that right away now, and I still find myself like, oh, man, you know, this isn't happening right. That's not happening right. I mean, but then I think about it, and especially, like, when you're meditating and stuff, for me, that's like my – that's like my peaceful spot, because the way I work, like, there's like a million things going through my brain all the time, like in 100 different directions. But
you're more than
no,
just another pretty face, Steven.
It's not like another person that you're thinking of, because I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
It's totally not on that level.
although
she's got her own things in her own ways that are super awesome, but. No, my mind doesn't work like that, which is okay. But yeah, so anyway,
that's
you're bad, Teresa.
That's funny. I am.
But anyways, yeah. So that's what I get out of it is, you know, like things are never gonna always go your way, and for me, all the hardships and the trials and tribulations that I go through, I feel like it's a blessing, you know. Like I feel like if I didn't have those, I wouldn't be half the person I am today, and I wouldn't have half the knowledge, because, you know, if everything's easy for you and everything's given to you, you're not gonna have the drive, the determination. You're just gonna expect, you know, and you don't want to expect. You just you want to do take
entitled.
Action. And, yeah, you feel, yeah, indeed. Entitled. Like, you feel like, well, yeah, entitled, but also, like, say you were given everything all the time. Like, you would
right.
sit back and be like, well, I don't have to take action on this. I don't have to take action on that, because I'm just going to get it anyway. That's just the way things work for me, you know? So it also, I think, is bad on your character, really. Like, I think that trials and hardships build your character, you know? They can either build your character or destroy it, but if you're doing everything the right way after those things happen to you, then it's building your character. And so, spiritually, like, what you're doing, like, meditation and working on, like, your personal self, you know? And, well, there's two types of self, but we could get into that maybe on another show. But if you're working on yourself, you know, and how you're thinking and what you're doing every day, and if you're helping others too, you know, I think that's a big part of spirituality too. You know, you have to help others that maybe don't know something or need help or whatever in whatever area, you know, in life. And I believe in karma too, so I think that all ties in together. But what do you think?
That's good. I like this. I agree with you, Karma. By the way, I have a plant. Her name is Karma. She's on my desk, and she always reminds me what you bring about or what you think about, you bring about. So I get you, and I agree with you on the theory. Okay, I'm going to back it up. Every situation, every person prepares you for the next situation, the next person. And if something's not happening, and I know this without a doubt, shadow of a doubt, I was trying to get a loan some time ago, and in meditation, and now, you know, I've meditated so long, and I've been able to do what I do since I was three, and, you know, I am not great in numbers. That's Stephen's bag and thing that he does, but I'm good at this part, in you know, it's kind of, right? But one of the things that, and Jeshua, that's who I call Jesus. Jesus is like, the Hebrew name was Jeshua. Jeshua and the angels are with me and my mother, because she's over on the other side. And they said, you're going to get the loan, no problem. Right? I didn't get the loan. I was like, really? I was like, you guys lied to me. It was for business. You guys really lied to me. Anyway, long story short, about 2 months later, I was in the same situation. I was so angry, so hurt, I was crying. You know, and I thought, they never lied to me. And then I heard this voice, and I said, there's something better. Trust. I was like, okay, right? And you just don't want to do that. And long story short, two months later, I got a better deal, better rate, and all that. I was like, oh, you guys are so smart. Why am I taking that? Anyway, so what you're saying is I had to grow as a person, okay? And one of the things we learn things, we're never victims, except I think small children are victims. But for me, I had to learn to trust. And in this business, doing a business and being an entrepreneur and being a spiritual entrepreneur, there is no other better partner to get advice from than, you know, your higher power, God, okay? And the angels, and, you know, the ascended masters, whatever you believe in. And I'm not saying who's right and who's wrong. It's not for me to say. You've got to figure that for yourself. And I don't judge, and neither does Stephen. You don't judge either. Well, try not to.
No.
And I told my cousin the other day, he looked like a thug in his outfit, but that's not judging. It was an observation. So, anyway. Yeah, that's funny, right? But you got to remember this. As I said, how did I find this business? Well, I came from a family of entrepreneurs, and both my mom and dad were big into meditating and praying. I believe prayer is when you ask, meditate is when you hear and listen. And that's what my dad told me when I was a small little girl, and my mom did the same thing. So I was raised like that. They were also very much into Christianity. As I said, I'm spiritual. I don't practice any religion. Practice Canadian Flag Day. There's fun and food and gifts, right? And you're the same way, I'm sure, Stephen. But one of the things one of the things I know too is that you gotta say, okay, stop when you're in the middle of the ego blast, because ego is from eating God out, and feelings and light and love is from the, I call it heavenly, and from the other side. So what does that really, really, really mean? It's that, you know, you've got all of that together, But when you come from that place, and how do you know the difference from ego? Well, ego is coming from fear. So if somebody says, oh, they're going to get you if you do that, that's ego. That's not an angel voice or an angel message. That's usually your own fear. Love is like, you know, hey, listen, go meditate. Steve Jobs meditated and was from a young man. And I told this to you today, Stephen. He was in college, and he got in meditation to go take this class. And this class is all about, it was a class that later on in life, that same class came back to him, and he was able to make the fonts in computers that we have today. Isn't that not amazing? And he took that class 100 years earlier in college, you know, because he was a middle-aged man when he died, but when he created the fonts, and I'm not saying it right probably, he did that. He's one of the best entrepreneurs, you know, and everything, so... and he gave back to a lot of people too. So you said giving back is important, right? What how so? Yeah. I mean, dogs and animals, that's something I'm passionate about. Kids with cancer, helping people find their passion. What is something that you would like to do or that you want to give back to? Because I think it's important. I do. Grant Cardone says it's our duty and obligation to give back to be successful. What do you think? So
well. Yeah, and right now, I willingly, like, I go out of my way to try and help people that obviously that want the help, that want to help themselves, you know? And, I mean, I don't make money off of it, but I'll help them with their businesses or, like, any questions they have with, 'cause I have my hands in quite a few different things. And a lot of people... they'll just call me and, hey, can you help me with this? And I'll spend an hour or 2 hours helping them. And to me, it's not about money. First off, it's not about like, myself or anything. I like helping. I mean, it does make me feel good, but I like helping to see the results of what happens from my help. And hopefully it's a good enough help to get them out of whatever situation or, you know, whatever. And I guess that's what I like doing right now. But in the future, I kind of want to help people with my story a little bit, especially like kids and stuff. I think, a lot of people, you know, they listen to the media or sources that aren't too good, you know, like, you know, I don't think all rap's bad, but there's, you know, people that are getting, or kids that are getting bad ideas from like their music or whatever they're doing or their friends, you know, and it's not always just like 'cause of bad parenting or anything. It's their surroundings or whatever. And I've been there, and, you know, I'd like to be able to help those kids in the future, you know, be able to talk to them and let them know how things really go and how life really is, and let them know that, you know, I've been there and done that, and it's, you know, it's not all that it's cracked up to be, and that there's something better on the other side, you know, and that they need to find themselves, you know, and part of that is ego, and people believe themselves to be what society tells them to be, or what their, you know, their friends tell them to be, or their, like, any other peers or people that judge them, you know, and that's not who people really are, you know. You're somebody different deep inside, and I think that being able to express yourself and show people who you really are is amazing, and I think kids should be able to do that more, you know, and things just aren't like that, you know, and I wish I could change that. So that's what I would be working on. Hopefully in the near future, I'm kind of setting myself up to be able to do some of that. And I know that it's something I'd really enjoy. And I would hope that I'd be able to help a lot of kids, you know, or people that are in not the best situations. So yeah, I guess that's, and for me, I would just get the joy of being able to help people and hopefully change their situation, you know? And,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Go ahead.
I like that. No, yeah. I was just going to say, you know, I've been having the opportunity to work with kids, right? Young teens. And that, you know, once again, that's been cool because I was talking to mom and she said, would you call my son? And he needs some help. And then I'm talking to her son and he goes, well, my mom hasn't been sleeping and we've been up since 6 o'clock working on, you know, in their business, family business. And he said, I'm leaving, I'm going home. I said, well, he goes, she just needs sleep. And so, you know, when he talked to her, she goes, you're not going to be mad at me for calling Tari? He goes, no. And I'm on the, you know, I called a little the next day because I was talking about something else. But it was really cool that I felt like, man, you know, I was able to really help somebody. Not me, but I think God working through me, angels working through me as they can with all of us, you know. And because my sweetheart, he tells me this. He goes, we're all shepherds of the earth. And so you can be a rich shepherd, you can be a poor shepherd, but the more money you have, the better decisions you make. And it's not about, and just remember, when you let money go and help others, whether it's money and time, because time is your biggest asset, I really feel when you do that, when you let money go, or if you hold on to it, you never have any money. And the biggest biggest example of that is Ebenezer Scrooge. Remember? He held on to everything, and yet he thought he had nothing. You know, so when you let go and just enjoy and open your heart and receive more. And I want to talk about that. Some businesses next week or next Tuesday, Stephen, I'll be on the phone again if he's available. Okay, so you don't have to pull your hair or get your hair done, do you?
No, I have a West class at 6, so 5 is perfect time for me on the West Coast here. So yeah.
Okay, good deal.
If you want to do it every Tuesday, I'm okay with that.
Okay, are you game for it? Cool. All right. So that'll be fun. So next week let's talk about you want to open a business. Where do you start? What's the first thing that you need to do? And, you know, and how do you find that perfect business for you? We'll talk about that. And if you're struggling in the business that you thought would be perfect, well, there's a reason why. And we'll talk about that too. Because we've all been through it. I've been through it. I was like, really? Am I here doing this? You know, I got to help a kid last night, and that was fun. And the mother and him, they're all good people. And you want to help children. You want to help young teens. I know you've got a great story, and we'll have to share that with people as we're going along. What's your favorite? Do you have? I've never asked you this, but I'm asking you today. It's all good. Do you have a favorite book or a favorite quote or something that you enjoy? Hmm. That you like?
That is a tough question. Are you sure you haven't asked me that before?
Never, ever, ever.
Really?
But I wanted to know if you don't, you can share it next week if you don't have it now. Or one that you like.
I've read so many good books that it's really hard to choose. I'm going to say either there's a book, and I don't remember the author. It was called The Tree of Life, and I can't remember the exact author. But basically, it was about the Kabbalah and basically like the multiverse and how things work and trickle down from other dimensions. Like that perked my interest, and like it made so much sense to me, especially probably because of some of the other books that I've read. That one was a life changer, really. And then I have another book that is it's on meditations and dreams that I really, really like too. That's why, like, I mean I could probably go over like at least 10 off the top of my head. And there's good books for different areas of what I like to read. You know, I read of like I like history books, but usually I like all nonfiction. I know maybe people they're gonna say, oh, that's kind of boring or whatnot, but if I'm gonna take the time, and I like reading because it sharpens your mind. It's like sharpening a blade on a stone, you know, but it's your mind with a book.
That's so good.
And I so that's why like I enjoy reading, but if I'm gonna take the time to do the reading, I want to be learning something. I don't want to, for me personally, and I know some people might enjoy story reading, you know, for me, I'm not that type of person. I like hearing stories from real people, but for me, I don't like, I'm not too big on the reading stories. I guess I can't keep my attention on it, but learning things, I love learning, and I love being able to read about any subject that I want. You know, especially now that there's Google and everything else, you can look up pretty much anything too. But reading a good book that's written by, you know, an expert in that field is there's nothing like that, you know. So I guess it just depends on what subject. I can give you give you a book on that.
Okay. Here he can. That's good. So we're going to lose this in a minute. So anyway, guys,
okay. Thank
you. A lot of good stuff there, comments you made. So I'm going to always close the show. Angel Coaches on Instagram. And then here's another thing. I always like the Nike saying, just do it and take a shower. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye.